With the impending release of Spider-Man No Way Home, it's time to take a look back at the first two films in this MCU Sony Studios trilogy. My name is Matt Black from We Talk Film, and here are 10 fascinating film facts, 5 each, from Spider-Man Homecoming and Spider-Man Far From Home. Number 1. Tom Holland spoke into existence his eventual playing of Spider-Man. In an interview in 2013, 4 years before Homecoming was released, Tom Holland was asked by a reporter if he would ever like to play a superhero. He actually replied that he would like to be Spider-Man in 10 years' time if they reboot it, in his words. 4 years later, he got his wish. At 19 years old, he was the youngest actor to be cast as Peter Parker. Tobey Maguire was cast at 25, and Andrew Garfield was cast at 26 years old. Number 2. The actress Jennifer Connelly voices the Spider-Man computer Karen. Her husband, Paul Bettany, who later went on to play Vision in the MCU, initially voiced the Iron Man computer Jarvis. Number 3. Homecoming pays homage to John Hughes' high school films, and the cast had to watch a John Hughes movie marathon to prepare. Films watched included The Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and Pretty in Pink. Number 4. Stan Lee filmed his then-customary MCU film cameo for Homecoming, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, and Thor Ragnarok all in one day. And number 5. Homecoming was the first Spider-Man film to not mention or feature his famous Uncle Ben of With Great Power Comes Great Responsibility fame in any way whatsoever. Let's take a look at Spider-Man Far From Home now. Number 1. Jake Gyllenhaal brought the character Mysterio to the big screen for the first time, but he was almost used earlier. If Sam Raimi's cancelled Spider-Man 4 went ahead, Mysterio would have appeared in the film, with the role taken by Evil Dead actor and longtime Raimi collaborator Bruce Campbell. Number 2. Speaking of Jake Gyllenhaal, he was originally going to replace Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2 after Maguire was injured whilst filming the film Seabiscuit. Maguire's injuries cleared up quicker than expected and he was able to resume filming, meaning Gyllenhaal was no longer required to step in for him. Number 3. Spider-Man Far From Home marked the first Marvel Studios movie without a cameo by Stan Lee due to his passing in November 2018. We miss you, Stan. Number 4. Despite being based in the Netherlands in the film, the tulip field scene was actually filmed in the UK, using around 2 million digital tulips. Stansted Airport in Essex was also used for filming as a fill-in for Newark Airport, New Jersey, in the film. And number 5. Spider-Man films have been mostly very successful, but Far From Home was actually surprisingly only the first Spider-Man film to gross over $1 billion worldwide. So there you have it, 10 fascinating film facts, 5 each from the previous two films in this trilogy series. Was there anything we missed out? If so, let us know in the comments below, and let us know how much you're looking forward to Spider-Man No Way Home. I'm Matt Black from We Talk Film. I'll see you again for another fascinating film facts soon.